You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
I'm smelling the dog. I have a mutt. I'm smelling the dog. I'm super smiley. I have a cat too sweet, the travel kitty. I have a good girlfriend. Angel's really pretty. I have a pony. We share a big horse. We have a big yard. Yeah, we have two, of course. I have a wolf. In the summer, I stay cool. Do a fountain. Live in the mountain. Live high on the hog. Need to be a spokes dog. I'm smiling the dog. I am a mutt. I'm smiling the dog. I'm super smiley.
Wolf and Super Smiles. Welcome to a Super Smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio, the largest pet radio network in the world. I'm Megan Blake, the pet lifestyle coach, here with my possum sidekick, Super Smiley, the ambassador of kindness for the Animal Film Festival. As the pet lifestyle coach, I travel the country with Smiley, helping people adopt the right pet for their lifestyle and then help train them so they keep that pet forever. And here on a Super Smiley adventure, we explore adventures where animals lead. They can be journeys for animal advocacy, for adventure and fun, and they almost always lead to paths of inner discovery and greater bonding with our pets. And all of the above is why Smiley and I love our guest today. We're talking about those who document, and actually way back in 1935, began celebrating documenting the stories, adventures, training methods, and tips for our dogs. 80 years ago, the Dog Writers Association of America was created surrounding the Westminster Dog Show activities to encourage and support quality writing about dogs. So we are so very honored today to introduce our guest. She's the Vice President and Contest Chair for the Dog Writers Association of America, and she herself has won the ASPCA Humane Issues Award, the Yukonuba and Wiley Howell Special Writing Awards, and is a multiple Maxwell Award winner. We're so proud to introduce from the Dog Writers Association of America, Elaine Gewirtz. Hi, Elaine. Welcome to a Super Smiley Adventure.
Hi, Megan. Thanks so much for having me.
We're so excited about the awards coming up and that you're going to be on our show to tell everybody about the DWAA. And Elaine, I briefly explained what the Dog Writers Association of America is, but you know it so well. And the DWAA has such a rich and long history, 80 years. Can you elaborate on the story of DWAA about its founding or its mission?
Well, as you said, you've covered a lot of the points already, but it was founded a long time ago in the press room, and Maxwell Riddle was the actual expert on dog riding at the time, and they would report all the dog news of all the dog shows that would go into all the newspapers. So he collected some of his best friends and best writers, and they formed the Dog Writers Association. And he wrote a lot of books and was also an AKC judge and founder of a big kennel club and record president of that kennel club for a record 47 years. So he had quite a history with the club.
Wow. And you mentioned the mediums way back in the 1930s. I would imagine that most of the writing was in, like you said, newspapers and books. And were those the only two mediums back then?
Well, it was a little before my time, so I would guess so.
Yeah, I would guess so, too. Wow, how times have changed, right?
Yeah, they sure are.
Yes.
Our dog writers today have just gone into every area, and now with social media, they're blogging, and they're producing podcasts, and on the internet, and lots of other magazines, just everywhere now.
Right, right. There are so many more outlets. It is amazing. And you mentioned podcasts, and we are so honored that Super Smiley and I have received a nomination this year for writing this.
That's right, Megan. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. We are so extremely honored. And you mentioned radio and podcast. Ours is for the spoken word for an audio outlet like radio or podcast. And we're nominated for our Pet Life Radio show on Hero Dogs. And thank you. Thank you so much for that, Elaine. We're very, very excited.
Well, you're in good company, so lots of in that category, a lot of things to choose from.
Yes, yes. There are a lot of excellent, excellent dog writers out there. And before we leave that topic, though, I also want to do a shout out to our super producer, Mark Winter, for making our writing sound so beautiful and so wonderful. Thank you, Mark. And Elaine, I want to find out all about all the new media. You touched on it, but we're going to talk about it more in detail that can now be considered for the Dog Writers Association of America Awards and how dog writers can join DWAA and who's up for this year's top awards. All that when we come back right after this break. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
I'm Smiley the dog. I'm Super Smiley.
designerpetsweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit designerpetsweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. designerpetsweaters.com.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure with Elaine Gewurz, Vice President and Contest Chair for the Dog Writers of America Awards. Welcome back, Elaine.
Hi, Megan.
Hey. And now, Elaine, it was so much fun. I attended the Dog Writers Association of America Awards a few years ago, and it was such a beautiful event. It's in New York City in the beautiful historic Hotel Pennsylvania, and the writers there were all so impassioned about their specific topics. They were all in love with their dogs, and I sat at a table with the publishers of a magazine, a dog magazine, but also with a group of people in the world of fish. They worked with fish tanks and beautiful pet fish. So your awards banquet, it draws many animal lovers, and I believe that we all share the same heart. Have you found that deep passion in all of your attendees and nominees?
Yeah, we really have a variety of people that not only write about dogs, but cats, rabbits, pocket pets, fish, you name it, they're writing about it because they're pet lovers and they love to have animals around them. So any topic that relates to caring for them or training them or just living with them, you know, they want to share that with other people with similar interests and they'll write about it.
Right. Elaine, you're a writer. I'm a writer. And they and we love to write about our animals. And Elaine, we mentioned newspapers and books in our last segment. And now there are so many more outlets for animal writers, for pet writers. Can you tell us a little bit more in detail about these outlets that you all are recognizing? You're actually having awards divided up into these different categories, right?
Right. That's correct. We have almost, I think it's 53 categories this year. And it seems
what?
That we're going. Growing every year, we are getting more requests for more categories, so we try to include as many people as possible. And we also have, I should point out, besides our regular categories, which include, as you said, newspapers, magazines, websites, media blogs, graphics, posters and catalogs, calendars, brochures, you know, all kinds of poetry, short fiction, which is a big thing right now. We also have special awards where we have sponsors that will actually sponsor a very special entry in a category, and that people seem to love those as well.
Yes, I'm so glad that you mentioned your special awards. I noticed that many of those actually give cash prizes because they're sponsored special awards. And in reading through those, it seemed they were heavy in the field of animal advocacy and making a social impact. Is that correct? Can you tell us a little bit more about those special awards?
Well, we do. AKC has been very generous with us, and they will give a special award for responsible dog ownership and for reuniting pets, lost pets, with their owners through microchipping, also connecting with different clubs that are interested in rescue and taking care of whatever puppies are out there. So, yeah, that's a big emphasis. Also, with training puppies, the Star Puppy Award and the Canine Good Citizen Award,
yes,
that's also a big one, too.
Wonderful. Oh, and since you mentioned Canine Good Citizen, I'm always having to do shout outs for Super Smiley here because he is our namesake on the show. And Super Smiley is an official Canine Good Citizen. So we love that. And we would love everybody to take training to do that because that's pretty easily done, right, Elaine? The training for that?
Absolutely. You can find a good citizen training class in most cities throughout the U.S. and also a trainer that will take your dog and you through the paces. It's a very easy test with only a few steps that are necessary. And after that, it also qualifies most dogs to become therapy dogs in hospitals or other therapeutic settings. So it's a good thing for them to have.
Right, Elaine, I'm so glad you mentioned that as well, that once they pass the Good Citizens test, it's very, very similar to passing the test for the various therapy dog groups. And Smiley is a therapy dog with pet partners. And once they've got that Good Citizens down, it opens up doors that if you would like to do that as their person, your dog can just lead the way, right? Because he already knows what to do, right?
Absolutely. And they're just basic little tests, like sitting on command and
yes.
following on a nice loose lead next to the owner. And not being frightened if someone approaches, just some real simple basic behavior things that most dog owners would love to teach their dogs.
Right. All those things sound like good coffee shop and cafe manners to me too, right?
That's true. That's another good thing.
That's right. And Elaine, you won an ASPCA Special Award 1 year. First of all, congratulations for that and for all of your many, many awards and contributions. But can you tell us about your piece that you won for since we were talking about these special awards?
Oh, gosh, it was a long time ago, but I have to think back and see what that award was for. You know, they all kind of blend together over the years.
Yes, well, I didn't mean to make that a hard question. I was just mostly wanting to emphasize all the great work that you have done and that you continue to do with all of this, you know, being the chair for the awards ceremony, and we thank you for that. And we had talked about the many different, boy, you said there were over 50 categories, and you mentioned so many. I love that you're rattling off all these, and I love that there's poetry and stories, and there were two more that I especially thought were interesting, that you have a photography category. Is that correct? Photography?
Right. Yeah, we do. Yes. So many of our members and our entrants are very talented photographers, and there are no specific rules about the photography category, but just if you've taken a wonderful picture of a dog that you think merits an award, I mean, we welcome you to submit that to the contest. We open up the contest all over again beginning in June of 2015, this year, later on. So that's another area that you don't have to be a writer to enter our contest.
I love that. You said where we can enter again next year, where everyone can enter again. Where can we? I would love to see some of these. When your nominations come out or when your awards are awarded, is there a place where we can go see the photographs that were submitted? Because that would be fascinating. I'd love to see that and read some of the stories, you know?
We are going to revamp our website this year, actually, and we're hoping to put all of the winning entries up on our website, including the photography, that everyone will be able to see them.
I love that. Well, we'll stay in touch with you. And when you do that, we'll be sure to let our Pet Life Radio audience know about this, because I think that absolutely would be fascinating to see every category, because all these writers have so many different perspectives and so many wonderful, wonderful things to share. And speaking of the special awards, and you mentioned that people can submit their works in all of these different categories. And I submitted one of the special awards, a piece I did after spending time in the Florida prisons with the prison dog programs there. And I want to give a shout out and thank you to First Coast No More Homeless Pets, Jacksonville Animal Care and Protective Services, and Jay and Sam King for all their work with these prison programs, which rehabilitate both shelter dogs and inmates. And that's just one small example of all the many, many, many topics out there to inspire writers and dog lovers. And speaking of topics, Elaine, the nominations are out, and I'd love to hear about some of the nominees so we can get a taste of the topics and perspectives. Can you just tell us about a few of the pieces or the topics that were submitted this year?
Wow. Again, we had several thousand that were
wow.
submitted. Yeah, and again, in all different fields. And I hesitate to give away any of the winners or any of the ones
because the winners will be
announced Sunday night. But I guess I can tell you about the books. Some of the books were really outstanding. I mean, I think we're seeing more and more fiction and nonfiction books that people are just falling in love with because it has a dog in it. And just about everyone can relate to that.
Yes, dogs and animals, they touch our hearts. And and that's coming across in advertising now. I think even advertisers are starting to learn that dogs will touch people's hearts. And you mentioned books, and Lou Spirito, who he's been a guest on a Super Smiley Adventure here. He's also a dear friend of mine who lives in Malibu, right here where Super Smiley and I live, and he's nominated this year for an online article about walking in a winter wonderland. So congratulations again, Lou and Tanner, for your nominations. And also thank you and shout out to the Malibu Times for writing a really cute article about Lou's inspiration, his shelter Pity Tanner, and Super Smiley, my muse, for inspiring our works. And Elaine, speaking of that, do you find that many of the writers have certain dogs who inspire their writing, like specific dogs?
Well, absolutely. And I think that's why people do get into dog writing, because they have lived with dogs and dogs share a special place in their heart. They've bonded with them in a special way. And so many of our writers do a lot of rescue work, or they're trainers, dog trainers. Another huge group of ours have been responsible breeders and have bred dogs for the show ring and the agility ring and obedience. They're the ones that have carried the banners for the breeds all these years, and they're the experts. You know, they have helped lots of their owners with their dogs over the years and provide a safe haven for any of the dogs they've sold to them if anyone cannot keep them any longer. So they will rescue them. So it's a big network of dog owners who are writers.
That's right. And Elaine, I want to hear more about how dogs inspire and how they actually do lead us on these journeys of inner discovery when we come back on this Super Smiley Adventure. Smiley, can you wait? Good boy.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back, right after we kibble a little with our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Dana Humphrey, also known as the Pet Lady. I travel from coast to coast to pet trade shows and consumer events to scout out what the hottest, hippest, and most unique pet products are on the planet, bringing you tips and tricks from top veterinarians, groomers, trainers on how to safely travel and live happily with your pets. The Pet Lady will be in a city near you, showing off the latest and greatest tech pet gadgets, cozy comforts, and fab gift ideas for man's and woman's best friend. You can learn more at thepetlady.net or connect socially and tweet with me at Pet Lady World.
Hi, this is Tim Link, host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Join me as we feature interviews with best-selling pet-related authors, award-winning writers, journalists, and bloggers. We'll tell stories about the animals and interesting topics about the animals in our lives. Each of the interviews will give you a firsthand knowledge about why the authors and writers chose a particular story, what the feature animals meant to them, and what has become of those animals that we've talked about. And of course, I'll also share stories from my own books, blogs, articles, and experiences. So be sure to join me and the writers and authors on Animal Rights.
Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Lynch, and I'm on a Super Smiley Adventure. Woof, woof.
And we're back on a Super Smiley Adventure with Elaine Gewurz, the Vice President and Contest Chair for the Dog Writers Association of America. Welcome back, Elaine.
Hi, Megan.
Hi, Elaine. Now, Super Smiley is definitely one of my very strong muses. We write a blog for Sargent's Pet Health Central together, but he has completely taken over our Pet Life Radio blog, which is at radioblogdog.com. And Toot Sweet the Travel Kitty, he wrote a book series. And even though I'm the one typing, it truly feels for me like their characters take over with their voices, and they're the ones dictating the writing. So I aptly call them my muses. Lou Spirito looked at Tanner as his teacher. And my question, Elaine, is do you have an animal muse or teacher who's influenced your writing?
Oh, I live with Dalmatians. So yes, they're always amusing me, and they're always giving me ideas for what to cover and what I think people would love to read about, their spots and their antics. They've always just inspired me.
Very, very cute. I grew up riding horses on a little ranch, and the dogs that they happened to have there were Dalmatians, and they were all characters. Very strong personalities, but very strong different personalities, you know? Really cute dogs.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, yes. And I know for me, Elaine, animals are healers and teachers. Have animals in your life given you lessons or taught you anything?
Well, they've been my companions when we've had good times and we've had bad news as well. I can always depend on one of my Dalmatians to come and give me a cuddle if we've had bad or something. So absolutely. We started with a Dalmatian a long time ago named Shemmy, who was the light of our lives. And then when our daughter was born, he was her best companion.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Yeah, so we kind of went on from there.
I love that. And then getting back to the DWAA Awards, when I attended before, David Fry, the longtime MC and host of the Westminster Dog Show, spoke at your event, and he's such a dear man with such a deep love of dogs. And he also founded, in case everyone, our audience doesn't know, he also founded Angels on a Leash Therapy Dog Program that works with the Ronald McDonald House and children fighting severe illnesses. And I first met David in Atlanta when we judged a shelter dog grooming contest together. And David, to me, is a fixture surrounding all these New York events. And also, the reigning best in show dog came to your event that year. He was the really cute, beautiful bull terrier, just absolutely gorgeous bull terrier. Who are you expecting at your awards dinner this year? Any celebrities like that coming?
No, I'm not sure we're having any dogs this year, but we're always on the lookout for any.
Okay. And will David be there? David Fry, will he be there?
I'm not sure. You know, he's so busy. You know, he's doing so many different television talk shows and everyone, you know, loves to have him everywhere. And Sunday night is a busy night. So sometimes he pops in for a few minutes and gives a shout out. He and the Angel on a Leash sponsors a special award for us as well. So usually he's on hand, if he has a second, to hand out that award to the lucky recipient.
Right, right. It's so much fun to be there and to see all of these writers that you've seen in magazines and you've seen on television. And we just mentioned David and the dogs that we see. It's an amazing event. And tell us about the awards. They'll be in New York City, right? Tell us.
Absolutely. It will be, as you mentioned, at the Hotel Pennsylvania. And that hotel is hysterical to be at because all dogs, I love to stay there, even though I'm not bringing a dog with me this year, but it's situated right across the street from Madison Square Garden where we have the group shows in the evening. And so everyone who has dogs entered usually loves to stay at the Hotel Pennsylvania. So the lobby and the elevators and the hallways, you'll see dogs everywhere.
I am a witness. I can testify to that one. And it is so much fun. It's just really, the energy there is just through the roof. It's great. And Elaine, what about riders who write about dogs or about pets and want to join the Dog Writers Association? How can they do that?
Well, you can check out our website at dwa.org, and it has all the information about applying to the organization. It's if you've done any type of writing or produced any type of media about dogs, we welcome your membership and participation. You can find out all about that on the membership page on the website, and it doesn't take much to belong.
Wonderful. Yes, I'm a member and I'm very, very proud to be a member. And Elaine, again, thank you so much for our nomination this year for the Dog Writers Association of America. It's such a huge honor and we're so looking forward to being there in New York City with you. You're leaving. We're both leaving like within days of each other, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, and Elaine also, I just want everybody to know what a coincidence. Elaine lives in California and I live in California. Then we're both going to be flying all the way across to New York City and that will be the first time we meet in person. We live very close to each other. We're flying across the entire country, but the dogs are bringing us together. So that makes, it actually makes perfect sense, right?
We're going from 80 degree weather to, what is it, 20 degrees in
New
York.
I better know. I better start focusing on that. I think that's a very good point you brought up. And does DWAA, do you all have a Facebook or Twitter where we all can keep up with everything?
We do have a Facebook page, so check it out, Dog Writers Association of America. Okay. And all the winners' names will be posted probably around 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We don't want to give too much away before they're actually announced in New York, but all the news will be up there, and the photos, we'll take photos. We have a very special photographer, Mary Bloom, who is just world famous, and she will be there taking photographs of the winners and just people in the cocktail hour. If you ever have a chance to get a photograph by Mary Bloom, you are special, that's for sure.
Yes, I know Mary. Mary was in Atlanta when I first met David Fry, and we were judging the contest, and I mentioned Toot Sweet, the travel kitty. Toot Sweet was there with us, and so you said you have to be very special to get a photo by Mary Bloom. Well, Toot Sweet, the travel kitty, got a photo with David and Mary Bloom, so, and we adore Mary. So I'm so glad you said that, Elaine. I'm even more excited. I'm so excited that I'm just, people starting to call, and I'm just can't wait to be there. And you mentioned your social media, so let me say here that Smiley and I are on Facebook at Super Smiley and at facebook.com/Megan Blake. And our kindness campaign videos are at youtube.com/Megan Blake. Our Twitter is at supersmileydog and Megan_Blake. And you can visit our new Pet Life Radio blog at radiobloggog.com. And my gosh, that's a lot of social media.
Mary, that's, Megan, that's so exciting. That's so exciting to have all of that.
Oh, it's crazy. I don't know how I keep up with it all, but I really, I don't know. It is what it is. But, and also, thank you for saying it's exciting. I appreciate that so much, Elaine. And the Animal Film Festival, I want to remind everyone about that. And Smiley's new kindness film will be screening there. So be sure to tune into that Pet Life Radio show if you missed that. And come see us live at the Animal Film Festival. Elaine, that's in California. I'll have to tell you about that. Maybe you could even make it up there. It'd be so much fun.
Oh, please do. Yes, I would like to find out more about that.
Okay, very, very good. And and without our amazing producer and the co-founder of Pet Life Radio, we would not be here right now. So a huge, super smiley shout out and thank you to Mark Winter, our super producer. Thank you, Mark. And Elaine, thank you so much for joining us on a super smiley adventure on Pet Life Radio.
Thank you, Megan, and thank you, Mark.
And we wish you the very best of luck in all of your work with your dogs. We love what you do. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. We'll see you in New York.
Great. And from all of us here at Pet Life Radio on a super smiley adventure, we hope you love all your adventures with all your pets. And until next time, woof and super smiles.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.